Right, so here we are outside, and I am off down to the sea. I don't know if it's in or not, so we'll have to see what happens when we get there. I will talk to you when I am a little closer, because I'm about 100 yards away from it at the moment. Right, I am almost there. What you have to do is you have to come out of my house, turn and go down a little gullyway that slopes down quite steeply. And I believe the sea is in. So we might be lucky. When you get to the bottom of this hill and this gullyway, and it opens out onto a pathway that's like a cycle and a walking path that's about, oh, I don't know, 10 or 15 feet wide. And it goes like that right along the bay, so you can walk quite safely along this part. And the sea's in and it is lovely. So I shall walk along, and I know it goes inward in a little while, and you can actually hear the sea much better, so I shall come back then. Right, you might be able to hear the sea a little bit better now. See what happens when you, if you were to walk right across the path, you would get to like a bit of a drop, and it drops down onto rocks and stuff, and you can hear the sea kind of lapping against the rocks. But as you get further round the bay, it gets kind of more rocky and more rocky and steeper, and it hits the sea wall. The sea comes right up against the sea wall, and you can hear it crashing in the right weather conditions. And it's quite relaxing at the moment.
Afternoon.
Hiya. That's quite nice. Let's see if I can get closer to the edge. Right. There we are. If I crouch down here, you should be able to hear this. Isn't that nice? All right, I shall come away from the edge now, because I don't want anyone to think I'm going to jump. And I shall pause this and come back when I'm a bit further around. I tell you what, I have to say, because of how the weather's been recently, there's a hell of a lot of seaweed on the path. And it's very seaweed. There's tons of it. And the people are very nice around here. It's very peaceful. It's very quiet. And people say hello, and it's lovely. Why on earth would I want to move? Aye, aye. My sat-nav has started talking to me. I don't know what he just said, but it's in my pocket at the moment. But once I get round to the inlet bit where it's a bit more noisy, I will let you know. And it's more elevated as well, because you have to go up some steps to get right to the top. And it's quite nice. I just hope that the conditions are right, because it's quite still today. So I hope the conditions are right for it to make a nice noise for us. I just came across a load of seaweed. I'm about, I don't know, 200 yards further on. And it started, the inlet started to go. What you have, actually, every so often, you have like little, that's what I'm doing, is I'm following the seawall. And every so often you have a little inlet in the seawall, and it's like a covered area with like concrete, with like a concrete seat on the back wall, so you can sit down every so often along the way. I'm not sure I'd want to sit down in this weather though. One, it's bloody cold, and two, the seats will be wet and covered in sand and seaweed and all sorts of crap, I should think. But it'd be very nice in the summer, I think. Bring a plastic bag out with you and sit on that. It'd be nice. Come out with a bottle of water and your MP3 player. I should think that'd be quite blissful. But no, this is absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if you can hear the sea. Yeah, it's there. But it's quite off, it's not off in the distance, but it's quite a still sea, so it's you're not getting the effect that I was hoping. Right, I shall pause again and come back in a little while. This is a nice bit. I think the path has got a lot narrower now, so I'm going to be very careful along here. There's still these little inlets with the seats and that, so I know it's still safe. And I haven't got to the bit with the steps yet, so I'm still okay. But this is nice here. Oh no, the path is still as wide as it was before. But there you go, that's better. Absolutely wonderful. Right, I will come back when I've found these steps. Right, so here we are at the steps. So that means if I went any further, if I went another, I don't know, 20 or 30 yards further along the actual path, it would narrow and then it would end. And then I would go, whee, he's fallen in the water. So I shan't do that. So don't panic, don't panic, don't panic. Right, am I at the top of the stairs? Yes, I'm at the top of the steps. And the sea is probably now, I don't know, about 40 feet below me. And it is, I'm standing right on the corner of the seawall bit. And I can hear the sea off to my left for about 30 or 40 or 50 yards. So that's to about, if you equate it to a clock, if I'm looking straight forward, it stretches to the right, the left, till about 10 o'clock. And off to the right, it goes to about 3 o'clock. And it's lovely, and we got seagulls, and this is just a lovely place to sit, not to sit, but to stand and just chill. So I will be back after my chill. Right, okay, I'm going to start making my way back now, so I shall switch this off so that it's not on pause for the next 15 minutes while I walk back home. And I will get this uploaded, and I hope you have enjoyed your trip and my trip to have a listen and a little bit